Entonces, por eso, eso es lo más importante, que ustedes vayan a todas sus citas en la corte, ¿ok?
At the San Antonio headquarters of the nonprofit organization Raices, or the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, six children, who seem younger than their 8 to 11 years, sit in large chairs at a very grown-up conference table. They're fidgety and they're trying to be attentive, looking at the school-sized poster that Hannah Esch shows them with pictures and descriptions of their legal rights now that they're in the U.S.
These children that we have here this morning are from El Salvador, Honduras, and we have two from Belize.
It's hard to tell if the kids understand the information, phone numbers to immigration, instructions to always tell the court if their address changes.
The Know Your Rights presentation does vary some depending on if we're talking to a group of this age or if we're talking to a group of 15 to 17-year-olds, obviously. It's a little bit less detailed, but I think that we try and sort of give it in a child-friendly way.
We usually try to provide the first Know Your Rights presentation between 3 and 10 days of the child's arrival to the program.
Executive Director Jonathan Ryan says these days, Raices has given up its usual mission of helping all immigration applicants. They're serving adults only in emergency cases right now to make room for the nonprofit's attorneys to assist the 800 children in their system.
That's a population that turns over every 30 to 45 days.
Ryan says the numbers of unaccompanied minors coming into the U.S. have actually been steadily increasing over several years, and communities have been stepping up in a variety of ways.
And this predates the arrival of Lackland or the other military bases. These are group homes to foster care, to converted retirement communities, converted hospitals, that are used to provide emergency housing to these children. At these locations, they receive services such as medical, mental health, counseling.
Government officials now say 90,000 Central American children will escape to the U.S. this year. The House Appropriations Committee on Wednesday approved an additional $78 million for fiscal 2015. That starts in September. Congressman Henry Cuellar says the money is earmarked for transporting the children to shelters.
When they're caught down there at the border, the kids are being sent by plane to different parts of the country, whether it's California, whether it's Oklahoma, whether it's Lackland, San Antonio, whether it's Virginia, and they're being flown. So monies are being used for flights, for trains, for buses, and that's what this money's for.
Ryan says the children that do make it to the Raices coverage area in Texas, which is large, going from San Angelo to Waco to San Antonio to Houston, will continue to receive legal services from his organization.
Normally, the children are leaving their villages alone or in small groups, and then as they travel along the travel routes, gather together with more children. Many of them travel through Central America and Mexico while riding on the top of trains. And so they gather together in that environment. And it's a perilous journey. We hear stories of children who have witnessed, who have had traveling partners fall off the trains. You're sitting next to someone for several days as the train rolls along, and then you go under a bridge, and on the other side of the bridge, the person sitting next to you is not sitting next to you anymore. They tie themselves to the tops of the trains so that they can sleep without getting thrown off. The fact is that when we started this work a few years ago, every once in a while, we would encounter a child who was kidnapped or trafficked or assaulted or held for ransom en route by a criminal gang or a cartel or the Zetas.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. The reality now is that once in a while we see a kid who didn't go through that.
Eileen Pace, San Antonio.